Today from the Ohio Newsroom, how to handle Ohio's deer problem. Today from the Ohio Newsroom brings you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Ohio's largest herbivore, the white-tailed deer, is thriving, especially in the suburbs, where coexisting with human residents can sometimes lead to trouble. Communities across the state are trying to reduce their number to keep herds, people, and the environment healthy. For the Ohio Newsroom, WOSU's Ali Vugrinsik reports that's led to conflict.
It's early on a warm morning in Worthington's Olentangy Park. A dozen does and two bucks walk from the park into a residential yard. Then, startled, they retreat further into the neighborhood. Henry Lara, who walks in the park, says he loves seeing them.
But also, they're staying here on the roads. They do walk around the neighborhood. They're not really afraid of people.
Many other Worthington residents have complained about the deer. They say they're worried about Lyme disease from deer ticks, about the presence of large bucks around their children and dogs, and about their gardens being eaten. So last year, Worthington enacted a no-feeding ordinance. Now, the city just outside Columbus is putting together a deer task force to address deer-human conflict. But Worthington is hardly the first Ohio community to find itself at odds with a thriving deer population. In Northeast Ohio, the city of Mentor has been managing deer populations for a decade.
Back in 2013, there were almost 100 deer vehicle collisions. So it was becoming quite dangerous for motorists and for people.
Natural Resource Director Joel Throckmorton says the city has a regulated program for those who want to hunt deer and uses targeted removal by sharpshooters. He says the program reduced collisions by almost 60%, evened out the ratio of male and female deer, and restored native plants and bird habitats.
Once you weigh in all the how much it positively affects the biological diversity, the safety of the community, the reduction of disease, it's really important, I think, for the city to have done this.
Ohio's white-tailed deer population multiplied 40 times over in about 50 years, according to one estimate. Ohio Department of Natural Resources Wildlife Manager Gary Comer says they like suburban communities for the same reasons we do.
It's a great community, beautiful landscaping, green space, stormwater ponds, everything they need.
Plus, humans wiped out virtually all of their natural predators.
I often hear, the deer were here first. We moved in and destroyed their habitat. And that's partially true, but for the most part, they seek out. We create with our land use perfect environments.
Mahoning County's Mill Creek Metro Parks wants to reduce herd sizes because deer are over-browsing. Nick DiRico is the park's natural resource director.
We have mature trees that are aging and will eventually die, and we have nothing regenerating behind them to replace them.
He says the park system used road and aerial infrared surveys and trail cameras and found their deer density was 19 times above recommended levels. But many parkgoers objected to deer reduction plans. One Metro Parks board meeting drew a rowdy crowd of around 200 who urged the board to save the Mill Creek Park deer. The park system wants to use hunting permits on its more rural properties and sharpshooters in the main park. Youngstown, though, where much of the park is located, won't let them use those strategies in city limits.
Beyond that, the only other option is to do nothing.
Meanwhile, in the Cleveland suburb of Euclid, they're supplementing traditional management with the surgical sterilization of female deer. But that strategy hasn't been approved for wider use. While environmental health is a factor in deer management, ODNR's Comer says sometimes it's more about how many animals people can tolerate.
I often say you don't have a deer problem, you have a human problem.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Ali Vugrinsik.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.